The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. After an exciting first game that saw ACCHS come away with a victory over Jefferson County North, punching their ticket to tomorrow night's championship game of the sub-state, it is time for game two. And the host team, the Valley Falls Dragons, up against Marhill Mount Academy. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here high above the stands, and it's a wonderful place to watch a ball game. This one here tonight is going to pit the home team, Valley Falls, undefeated conference champions, that come into the ball game tonight at 21-0 on the season. They're going to be starting Zach Evans and Dylan Cervantes, Trenton Craxner, Brendan Miller, and Avery Gassmeyer, probably the same five guys who started the last 21 games. From our Hillmount Academy, a team decimated with injury, MHMA is here tonight with eight athletes, and they're going to be starting tonight. Manasta Miller and Carson Van Dyke, Lanson Taylor, Bennett Wilkes, and Mark Harris. With that said, we're set to go, and the ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Valley Falls. Dragons have it, and we're underway. They'll drive, shoot, and score. First bucket of the ball game will belong to Brennan Miller. And it is 2-0 Valley. And we are at 7:40 to go in the first quarter. Braves will work around to the left side. That's going to be Lanson Taylor. He'll take it to the free throw line. Kick it back over to the left side to Harris. Tries to drive in. No room. Lanson will have it. Dumps it right side. Manasa starts into the middle. Behind him it goes. Here's the three. Up and good. And the Ravens are in front. Three-point shot for Mark Harris. And it is 3-2 with 7:15 to play in the first quarter. Here's a three on the other end. That's going to be up and good. And back-to-back buckets in the first 5 points of the game for the Dragons belong to Brennan Miller. 5-3 Valley Falls. 7:10 to go. First quarter. Driving in, spinning, twisting, no shot. Comes back out of top. Manasa Miller as the Ravens have the basketball. Driving into the lane. We get a whistle and the Ravens are going to turn it over. .652 to go in the opening quarter of game two here tonight. Valley Falls head coach Caleb Gantzmeyer, his assistant Clayton Hawk. For MHMA, head coach Brad Kunicki and his assistant Corey. And now we're going to get a turn for the Dragons. Ravens are going to be back up court with it. If you're keeping a scorebook at home tonight, it is Avery Gantzmeyer wearing the number 13. Ravens, Tom's time with the ball, and here's Lanson Taylor. Gets it over to Mark Harris, Manasa Miller. Cuts over to the right side, dribbles behind the back, brings it back over to the right edge. Lanson will cut into the lane, goes in, little behind the back pass, a little too cute, couldn't be picked up off the floor, trying to get it to Wilkes, but communication was just not there. Brendan Wilkes, a freshman for MHMA, who's been, he's been getting time, but has been forced into a starting role here tonight. Here's a three-point shot from the left side, and the big start for Valley Falls, Brennan Miller. He's got eight. In the middle, Taylor shoots and scores. Lanson Taylor for two. And it is 8-5. And we're 5:45 to play in the very first quarter. It's a single possession lead for Valley Falls. The feed over to the left baseline. Gatzmeyer kicks it back off on top. Cervantes. Dillon will work his way over to the right side. Guarded in the Raven player defense by Manasseh. To the shot from the outside. No good. Miller coming down with a rebound. Here comes Manasseh. He'll drive. Euro steps in. Has it rejected. Knocked away from behind. It'll be picked up in play by Cervantes. Gets it over to Gatzmeyer. He'll come in. Little head fake. Drives into the lane. Spins. Turns. Shoots. Scores. Nicely done. Avery Gatzmeyer will have his first point to the game. It is now 10-5. We've got 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Manasseh Miller with the basketball. He's up top side. And the Ravens already have a pair of players coming to the scorer's table. Out on the left edge for MHMA, it's going to be Carson Van Dyke. Back out on top, driving in. Harris shot partially deflected, and the rebound cleared down Trenton Kraxner. Here come the Dragons. Dillon Cervantes into the forecourt. Coast to coast, shoots, scores, waving off the shot. Still seeing this foul on the floor. Now, one of the many things the Ravens can ill afford tonight is to get into a little foul trouble. And so, that'll be the first foul of the game by either team coming here at 4:43 to play. First quarter, inbound. Trenton Kraxner, a quick layup and score. It is now 12-5. Valley Falls with 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lance and Taylor will have it up on the top side. Starts over to the right side. Accelerates to the edge. Keeps the dribble alive. Now changes hands. Works it over to the left side. The dish is going to go into the corner. Turnaround shot is going to be up. It's no good. Rebounding down is Kraxner. Baseball pass to the other end. Gatzmeyer doesn't even put it on the floor. Catches it and scores. That was a huge play down the court. Give Gatzmeyer the bucket. Give the assist to Kraxner. And give the Ravens a timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break with MHMA. And 4:13 remains to play in the opening quarter. It is Valley Falls 14, Ravens 5.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas. We have seen Moore Hillmount Academy and head coach Brad Kunicki go to the bench and make a couple of adjustments. We'll pick up those players as we go along here. But right now, for the Ravens, the driving layup is going to be up too hard off the backboard. And rebound is going to be cleared away by Valley Falls. Zach Evans comes up with the basketball, and it'll be Gatzmeyer who brings it up the floor, lobs it up to the top of the key to Brennan Miller. Miller over to the right side, Kraxner. Little left-hand dribble, starts into the lane, feeds it off. The running shot, up and giving one, and one. Zach Evans hitting the bucket, drawing the foul, coming to the line. It is now a 16-5 lead for Valley Falls. It is the first foul of the game for the Ravens' Keegan Mispagel. Zach at the line, can't get it to fall. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Brody Copeman. It is 16-5, an 11-point lead for Valley. Now Manasseh Miller will drive in and score it. His first point tonight. It is 16-7. And quickly down the other end of the court, the ball is going to be turned over, stolen away. Here come the Ravens. Harris over to Miller. He'll go three, short. Rebounding it down is Mark. Kicks it back over to the left side. The baseline for Taylor is good. Lanson Taylor has five. And it is now 16-10. The Ravens battling back with 3:11 to go in the first. Miss Pinkle will come all the way up to midcourt to challenge Zach Evans as he brings it into the forecourt. Goes over to the left side. Brennan Miller has had the hot hand. Gatzmeyer will take a shot, but we're going to have a foul called. It's going to be on Lansden. For Lansden Taylor, foul number one. For the Ravens, it'll be team foul three. One each on three players. For Valley Falls, not a foul yet in the game, and 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. It'll come in out on top to Dylan Cervantes. He will dish it left to Craxner. Comes back out. Dylan, his three's partially deflected, and they're going to call a foul on Lansden. That will be A, his second, B, three free throws coming up for Dylan Cervantes. And again, the Ravens cannot afford to have anybody in foul trouble here tonight. The free throw, Cervantes, is good. Two more shots coming here. MHMA going to the bench, and they've got Nathan Randolph at the scorer's table. Second free throw is good. And that horn that you hear is for Nathan to come in. Cervantes has hit the first two, and his third one will not go. But an offensive rebound hauled down by Zach Evans out on top. The three, Cervantes, no. Rebound back down again to Zach Evans. And the Dragons are going to control the basketball. 2:40 to play in the opening quarter. It's now 18-10. So you got Valley Falls on an 80, maybe 90-point pace right now. Cervantes for three. Yep. Dylan Cervantes. 21-10. 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Ravens line up the court. Skip pass over to the right side. That's going to be Miss Pagel with it. He dribbles toward the top and just loses the handle. Throws the ball. It's going to go out of bounds. And had Manasa touched it, it was going to be over and back. So either way, the Ravens are going to turn it over. Coach Kunicki is going to bring Wilkes and Van Dyke back into the game, removing Miss Pagel and Copeman. And if my math does not fail me, the Ravens have already played everyone that they brought to the game tonight. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Out on top of it is going to be Carson Van Dyke. Gets it to Harris. Now at the free throw line, Wilkes back to Harris. He'll launch three. Nope. Rebound. Craxner, take it away. Wilkes goes up. Nicely done for the freshman. Bennett will have a bucket. It is 21-12. Coast to coast, driving out on top. Craxner cuts down the left side of the lane, and as the defender stumbles and falls down, we're going to have a foul called on Bennett. So Bennett will have his first foul of the game for the Ravens, and as MHMA has committed five fouls, still Valley Falls has not committed a foul in this game. Minute and a half to go, opening quarter. Out on top with it, standing at the center circle is Brennan Miller. Still have the starting five out there for Valley Falls. They've made no substitutions yet in the game. Here's the feed over to the left side of the lane. In the middle it comes to Craxner. Back to the left, Cervantes. That three hits the side of the backboard. With the offensive rebound is a put back for Zach Evans. 23-12. Ravens have trailed by as many as 11. Here's a baseline three that is up and good. Randolph will hit one from the edge. 23-15. And a lot of points here in this game. We're now in the last minute of the opening quarter. In the middle is going to be Gassmeyer. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Has a block. Going to get a foul called. Another one on MHMA. And this one is going to be on Harris. So for the Ravens already, two on Taylor, one each on Manasa, Bennett, Mark Harrison, Keegan, Miss Bagel. First of a couple of free throws here. Rattles around, but it'll go in. And Avery Gansmeyer has his fifth point of the game. 24-15. And that one, no. Rebound, MHMA. Up court with it, they'll come. Goes to Manasa. Miller takes it down the left side of the lane. A little head fake. Can't get it to fall, but he was able to get his defender off his feet. He will have the first foul of the game on Valley Falls as Brendan Miller went way upstairs, landed over the shoulder of Manasa Miller. And it's going to come back in again, too. MHMA at the free throw line. Manasa with 2 points will have his first free throw of the night. It is not going to go in. So far tonight, Valley Falls is, what, 3 of 6 at the free throw line. Miller's second free throw. Fails them both. Rebounding it down is going to be Craxner. Here come the Dragons. Valley Falls will race into the forecourt. Way out on top of the basketball is going to be Brennan Miller. He'll skip it over to the left edge. Cutting in, Cervantes. Nice job. Dylan Cervantes, a bit of a finger roll. 26-15. It is now the third time the Ravens have trailed by 11. And we're at 16 seconds left in the opening quarter. MHMA, left side of the lane. Manasa goes in, goes up. Nice late hit. Manasa Miller with 4. 26-17. 2 seconds. Here's a long three at the buzzer. Won't go in, and we are at the end of one. First quarter in the book. Valley Falls on a 100-point pace. Your score, Dragons 26, Ravens 17.
We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Well, Valley Falls scoring a lot. I mean, bottom line, 26 points in a quarter is a lot in a high school, or for that matter, in a college game. You're on a 100-point pace. Lead of the way for Valley Falls, 8 for Brennan Miller. Right behind him, Dylan Cervantes with 7. It was 5 in the opening quarter for Gabriel Gatzmeyer. Zach Evans with 4 and 2 for Trenton Craxner for MHMA. Lanson Taylor has 5. Manasa Miller with 4. Mark Harrison, Nathan Randolph, 3 apiece and 2 for Bennett Wilkes. We go to the second quarter. The ball belongs to the Ravens, and we're back at it. Out on top is going to be Lanson Taylor. Dishes over to the left. Back out, Lanson. Cuts into the lane. Feeds across. And up with it. Harris has it blocked out of his hands, and no foul called again. Back during the regular season, there would have been a foul called there. And now a driving shot is going to be up and good for Dylan Cervantes. He's got 9. 28-17 at 7.5 to play in the half. Ravens, Manasa Miller will go in, miss the layup, get his own rebound, can't get the shot away. And now the Valley Falls team just kind of standing around a little bit. Here's Nathan Randolph hitting a second three-point shot, and it's 28-20. 7:11 to go in the half. Driving in, shot high off the window is no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Harris. He'll outlet it. To Van Dyke, kicks it over to the right side. Look away pass into the corner. Can Randolph do it again? He does! 3 threes already, Ethan Randolph. Wow! And Valley Falls taking a timeout. And I'm going to tell you, Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer has a disgusted look. We're going to have a break. 7 minutes exactly to go with a half. Ravens battling back. Valley Falls 28, MHMA 23.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
As we return, Valley Falls puts the ball in play. The shot is up, missing. Rebound Ravens. Outlet comes up the court. Lanson. And MHMA will reset its offense. Ravens have trailed by 11 several times. A baseline three won't drop. And a rebound pulled down by Valley Falls. Ravens battling back in this game. Trailing it by 5. 28-23. Top side for the basketball in. Driving into the lane, little bunny hop shot goes up and in. Give that one to Brennan Miller, and he's a double figure scoring down with 10. 30-23, and we've got 6:15 to go. First half. Ravens will take it to the right side. Van Dyke out on top. Randolph goes 3. That one will hit the back of the rim, and it won't go in. And the rebound, is there not an over the back here? Now the official's going to walk up, and I think it's on Manasa. Now Lansden Taylor's really upset about something. He's going to call on Lansden. Lansden knows what that means. That means he's coming out of the game with his third foul and still 6:02 to play in the first half. Coming to the free throw line, as it's a 1-and-1, is going to be Gatzmeyer. Avery's front half is up and misses. Craxton rebounds. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. Here come the Ravens. Driving in over to the right side. Carson for three. Rims out. And rebound back down to Kraxner. Ravens should be getting a lot of credit for the way they have battled back in this game and how they continue to play hard against this Valley Falls team that comes in. Top team of the state of Kansas, 21-0. Here's Cervantes. He'll go right. Little puck shot. Nope, no good. Rebound topside Gatzmeyer. He'll cut loose for three. Miss it. Rebounded down by Kraxner. He'll bring it back out of top to Gatzmeyer. 5:20 to play in the opening half. Ravens down 7. The feed left. You'll notice the Valley Falls has not gone to the bench yet. Well, Valley Falls, the many, many attributes they have, depth of bench is really not so much one. Here's the feed underneath. The shot is going to be blocked. Rebound Kraxner out of his hands. Rebound blocked again, and this time they're going to call middle for the foul. In spite of the foul, that was a tremendous defensive sequence. And they're not going to call it on Manasseh. They're going to call it on Carson Van Dyke. It'll be his first, Ravens' 8th foul. And we are going to see Valley Falls go to the bench, and checking in is going to be Carson Clark. Free throw is in. And Zach Evans will pick up his 5th point. Checking into the lineup now for MHMA. What do we have coming out there? I've got no idea. Free throw is up. Somebody does not appear in my program. I don't recognize some of these players, and so got no idea who this is. 5 minutes to go in the first half, 31-23. Here's a shot from the Ravens outside. It's going to be up and good. 31-26. 4:45 to go. The feed into the lane. Gatzmeyer has it. He'll turn in traffic, put it up and miss it, and a rebound underneath coming out of Mark Harris. Here comes Farham Mount Academy. Ravens into the forecourt. Manasseh Miller starting to drive in. Dumps it over to the left side to Harris. He'll split two defenders. One hand hook shot. No. Gets his own rebound. Skips it back out on top. Van Dyke tries to lose his defender. Can't get away. Now the shot from underneath is up and it's no good. And here comes Valley Falls. Out on top of it is going to be Dylan Cervantes. Out to the left side, it's going to be Gatzmeyer with it. 3:45 to go. Gatzmeyer, really long three. Wide, wide, wide to the right side. Rebound again is going to be Cervantes. Charges. What a nice job by Manasseh Miller. Getting planted. Drawing the offensive player control foul. And with 3:41 to go in the game, trailing only by 5, the Ravens are going to have the basketball back in play. It'll be foul number 1 for Dylan Cervantes. And only team foul 2 for Valley Falls. And we get a timeout? Yeah. Valley Falls going to take another timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break at 3:41 to go in the half. We're in Valley Falls where it's Dragons 31, Ravens 26.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
All right, here we are in Substate. Ravens are playing their, 21st game of the year? And I'm going to tell you, and many Raven fans have seen a lot more games than I have, and I've seen quite a few, you have never seen this five on the floor together ever. You've got out on top for MHMA Keegan Mizpagel. You've also got Luke Siebert, Manasa Miller. Over on the right side, I got Nathan Randolph. And rounding it out, Carson Van Dyke. You got three freshmen out there for the Ravens right now. As again, injuries have made them do some things and forced some young men into playing time. Ball comes out on top. Ravens are being very patient. Inside 3 minutes to go in the half. Least happy guy in the gym right now, he's the one standing up in front of the Valley Falls bench, and that would be head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, because his team was led by 11 three times. They're now only up by five. Here's a baseline three for the Ravens that won't go in. And an MHMA rebound is going to be saved in by Craxner. Another baseball pass to the other end. Another Gatzmeyer shot that one won't go in. Rebounding it down is Mizpagel. Baseball pass to the other side of Manasa. Kicks it off on top. It is mayhem. Driving right. Carson for two, Van Dyke. 31-28, Ravens within three, and we've got 2:20 to play in the half. Valley Falls down the left side, an easy entry, and a layup for two. Brennan Miller has a dozen, 33-28, and we're 2:10 to play second quarter. Driving into the lane, we're going to have a shot by Manasa that fails because he was fouled. And that whistle will be foul number two for Brennan Miller. That's that Coach Gatzmeyer, who again, by the way, has reinserted all starting five. He has gone six deep tonight. He's got his starting five back out there, but now he's going to take Miller out of the game and bring Carson Clark back in. Free throw for Manasa is in. 5 points to Manasa Miller, who missed his first two free throws back in the opening quarter. Second free throw, perfect, 33-30. And again, the Ravens are back to within three. Half a dozen points for the Ravens, senior Manasa Miller. Valley Falls with a basketball, they'll feed it down to the baseline. Drive back, no room, top side, Gatzmeyer. Cutting to the right side of the lane, a big collision. Is that another offensive foul? Oh, they're going to call a block. Looked like maybe that was the same play we had seen a moment ago that was called a offensive foul. An offensive foul. This time it's going to be called a blocking foul. And for the Ravens, it'll be foul number two on Bennett Wilkes. Free throw. Rolls out. No good for Brennan Miller. Miller already with a dozen points. Since this one perfectly through. It is 34-30. Valley Falls, and we're down to a minute 44 left in the half. Up floor with it, MHMA. Look over at the far side and head coach Brad Kunicki. Miller will bring it up, dumps it over to the right edge. Randolph out on top, Manasa. Miller looking in, finds the room, comes to Mizpagel. Back out on top, it's going to be Harris. Nice little motion being run. The feet in the middle of Manasa. Wide shot to the left side. Gets his own rebound. Couple of head fakes later. Can't get it to fall. And the rebound down to Valley Falls. Here comes Gatzmeyer. He'll work it down the left side. Slow up. Lets his team join him in the forecourt. And we're at a minute 10 to go in the half. Valley with the basketball. Leading it by four. Way up top side with it. Back over it goes to Craxner. A little bit of an elbow. No foul there. Top side now is going to be, the ball's going to be knocked away out of the hands of Evans. Here come the Ravens. MHMA back up forward to basketball. These two teams have met a couple of times this season already. 69-53 was one of the games, and the other one was 67-46. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over. The drive, the shot blocked, but a foul is going to be called. And I suspect it is going to be on Harris. Wait for an official to come over to the scoring table. I think he'll confirm that. Mark Harris will have earned his second foul of the game, and back at the free throw line is going to come Zach Evans for Valley Falls. Zach is one of three at the free throw line, and he's a really, really good shooter. This one is up and in, and he's got 6 points now. It's 35-30. 27 seconds left, first half. Coach Gadsmeyer having a long, hard talk with Dylan Cervantes in the backcourt while the second free throw is set to be put up, and it will not go in. Harris is going to rebound it down. Here come the Ravens, trailing by five. Perhaps looking for the final shot of the opening half. Topside with it. MHMA around to the right side. Back to Van Dyke. Out on top, that's going to be Siebert. Quickly gets it back to Van Dyke. Little left-hand dribble, works over to the left side. Keeps the dribble alive out near the center circle. Now cuts into the lane. Goes in. Tries to dish it off. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. And with 3 seconds to go in the half, the Ravens will put it in play at their baseline. Looking in, it will be Mark Harris to inbound it. Who's going to get this shot taken? Harris looks in, Out on top, it'll come to Manasa. He'll take the shot. Hits the shot, Manasa Miller. It's halftime. What a comeback and a spectacular first half for Morehill Mount Academy, undermanned in this tournament. We've come to halftime, and we'll return to summarize the score for you as they go to the locker room. Valley Falls 35, MHMA 33.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, KIT Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
and the Valley Falls Class 2A Boys Substate here on this Friday evening. Happy to have you along with us. Second game of the night is at halftime, and Valley Falls, who had raced to an 11-point lead, in fact led by 11 three different occasions in the opening quarter, has found Morehill Mount Academy not ready to throw in a towel. Ravens have battled back. It is a 2-point game at the half. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, four. Valley Falls leading the way is Brennan Miller with 13. You got Dylan Cervantes, 9, a half a dozen for Zach Evans. Avery Gatzmeyer, 5 and 2 for Trent Kraxner. Valley Falls has only had scoring from its starting five. For Morehill Mount Academy, wow, the Ravens had 7 guys in the scoring column, led by Manasa Miller and Nathan Randolph, each with 9. 5 at opening half for Lanson Taylor. 3 apiece for both Mark Harris and Luke Siebert, and 2 apiece, Carson Van Dyke and Bennett Wilkes. Stay with us. Wow, the second half is going to be spectacular. Looking forward to bringing it to you here on KIT Radio. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break, and we'll return to bring you second half live with your intermission score. Valley Falls 35, Morehill Mount Academy 33. It's back to Joseph. He's in the KIT Sports Studio, and oh, this halftime is something to wait for.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction supports local schools and wishes our area teams the best at sub-state basketball. Covenant Real Estate and Auction specializes in live, internet-only, and live webcast auctions. Contact them at 785-573-SOUL.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from the Valley Falls Boys Substate. Right now, we are going to take a real quick look at tomorrow night's games. On 92.1 KMZA, they will be from Frankfort. They will have the boys game at 5:30, the girls game at 7 p.m. On 103.9, our sister station KNZA, they will be at the Silver Lake Sub-State Championship games with the boys game at 5:30, the girls game at 7 o'clock, and right here at Hot Country 93.7. We're going to have the Valley Falls Sub-State Championship game with the girls game at 5:30. The boys should be taken to the court sometime right around 7 p.m.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Taking a look around the area, we have some finals in girls' games. It was the Troy girls falling to Centralia, 53-24. In the Nemaha Central Hiawatha game, Nemaha Central took home the win, 45-33. In the Washington County Rock Hills girls game, it was Washington County 33, Rock Hills 26, and Lynn topped Wakefield, 53-31. At the end of the first quarter in the Frankfort Donovan West girls game, Frankfort was leading 12-8. And in the earlier game that we aired right here at Hot Country 93.7, the ACCHS JCN boys game, it was ACCHS 39-JCN's 24. In this game, Valley Falls is leading Marhill Mount Academy by 2 with a score of Valley Falls 35, Marhill Mount Academy 33.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walsh at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear this afternoon with a high of 57. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows dip down to about 37. High of 72. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms. Saturday, chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. We're currently at 63.0 degrees on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. The wind is out of the south-southeast at 6 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 53%. Barometric pressure is reading 29.82 inches of mercury. Our dew point is sitting at 46 degrees, and the feels-like temperature is a comfortable 60 degrees out there. Oskaloosa's checking in at 61, Leavenworth at 65, with Horton at 62 degrees. We'll be checking back into Tom Kout's courtside in just a couple of moments.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, in the Class 2A Boys Substate. Team 2 of the night, getting started with the second half, and we are 10 seconds in, and Valley Falls drives to the middle, and the Ravens are going to commit a foul. Free throw here, yes. So kind of update you, the foul is going to be on Brody Copeman for MHMA. And the first free throw for Zach Evans is good, his seventh point. This one is good, his eighth point. And it is now 37-33, Valley in front. Welcome back, everybody. Got started in a big hurry. Matter of fact, when all the teams get back out, I think they kind of look at one another and nod and say, okay, let's go. They kind of quit paying attention to their actual countdown. And get that second half started. So here we are, underway. Driving in is Manasseh, falling away, shot misses, and the rebound, Trenton Kraxner. He'll start to bring it up the floor himself with a left-handed pass, shovels over to the left side, all the way down now at the baseline. The Gatzmeier's shot is blocked away by Manasseh Miller, and then we're going to get a foul on Valley Falls. That was a tremendous block, and a foul. Brennan Miller will have his third of the night. 7:06 to go in the third quarter. Ravens have the basketball, trending at 37-33. Miller brings it up the floor. The Ravens have nine players suited up here tonight. Now, Manasseh's bounce pass stolen on the other end. The shot is going to be up and good. Brennan Miller has 15. 39-33 at 6:47 to go. Into the fourth quarter, Manasseh Miller up between the circles. Kind of eases his way over to the right side, stops, lobs it down low. On the floor one time, Harris kicks it off on top. Here's a three. No. Rebound tipped around, slapped around, and we're going to have another Brody foul. Let's see what happens here. It will be Brody with a second quick foul here in the second half. We saw hardly any fouls in the first half call. We have already had two by the Ravens and one by Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons. They've got over to the left side, Zach Evans between the circle. Top of the key is going to be Kraxner. Back over to Gatzmeier, way out on the left wing. He'll try to drive in, cut off there by Harris. Back it'll go to Kraxner. Again, deep now in the left corner, above the three-point circle, down at the baseline with it. Gatzmeier up on top to Miller. Back over to Gatzmeier with it again. Inside six to go in the third quarter. Gatzmeier with a whole lot of steps. No travel called. And here's Cervantes, shot from the outside, no. And an offensive rebound is going to be hauled up and missed. Rebound, Ravens. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Mark Harris, and MHMA will make it into the forecourt. Manasseh comes out on top. In the game, Nathan Randolph, he came off the bench, and the freshman knocked down three threes. Top side is going to be Brody Copeman, and we're at 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Ravens have the ball down six. Manasseh Miller, little left-hand dribble, now will accelerate. Brings it back out on top again. Here's Brody, will drive in, dishes it right side, back out on top to Van Dyke. He'll back away, and the Ravens being very patient. Valley Falls really stretching the defense, and now the pass underneath, and traffic is batted away and stolen. Here comes Valley. Now it's going to be stolen from behind by Harris. What a play by Mark Harris. Ravens, three, no. And a rebound, Kraxner. Outlet to the other end. Valley's going to save it. Cervantes crashes in, no foul. And is there a foul? An offensive foul. The whistle is going to be on Dylan Cervantes. It'll be his second foul of the game. Team fouls are going to be even at two. 4:44 to play. Third quarter. It is 39-33. Valley Falls in front. Ravens have it to the forecourt. Left side is going to be Carson Van Dyke. Looks over his left shoulder. Coach Kunicki hands it back on the top to Manasseh Miller with both feet in the center circle. Manasseh will start his way to the right side. We're going to get an offensive foul off the basketball. The official on the near side was watching for something, looking for something, and we're going to have Brody picking up a third foul. So in the course of 3 minutes and 33 seconds, Brody Copeman has picked up three fouls. Here comes Valley Falls. Back up court. They'll swing it over to the left. Zach Evans. Cervantes, right side. The falling away three. Rebound. Wilkes has come into the game. For Copeman, it comes up with the rebound. Back down the right side with it. Ravens cutting into the lane. Little runner, too soft. Rebound underneath, and I think that's Kraxner over the back. And it will be Trenton Kraxner picking up his first personal foul. Speaking of Kraxner, we had a great conversation, he and I, off the air, between games with Trenton's older brother, Drew Kraxner, many of you will remember as a coach in the area, Benedictine College graduate football player for the Ravens. And here's a falling away shot. Manasseh in and out, no good. Valley coming back the other way. So the Ravens having trouble scoring it now. And here's a shot on the other end. It misses by Zach Evans. Ravens run the other way. Manasseh into the lane. Goes left side to Wilkes. Back to Miller. Top side, Harris. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Skip pass down to the baseline to Wilkes. He'll drive it toward the top. Goes to Manasseh again. Ravens with the ball, trying to go by six. Miller goes baseline. Little head fake shot way too soft. And the rebound is on the floor. The feed underneath. Wilkes shot. Dead blank shot won't go. And the rebound will result in a jump ball and possession MHMA. Ravens are going to have it back in. 3:11 to go in the third quarter. It'll be put in play by Harris. Looking in, comes out on top. It'll be taken on the left side. Randolph drives and shoots and gets to Nathan Randolph at 11 points. 39-35 at 3:03 to go in the third. Back out top side with it. Here's Valley. Katzmeyer drives down the left side of the lane. Skip pass to the baseline through the wicket of Zach Evans. Out of bounds, and that's going to do it. Valley Falls is going to take a timeout. Coach Gatzmeyer's had all he wants to have, and if he's going to take a break, we're going to do it with him. 2:51 to go in the third quarter, and we've got a game in this Valley Falls Substate. It's the Dragons, 39, the Ravens, 35.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us. your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
With 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the third quarter of this sub-state game, we've got a great contest going on here. 39-35, Valley Falls in front. But the Ravens are going to be putting it a play in. They'll bring it up the floor. Having come back into the lineup, it's going to be Lansden Taylor. Comes out on top, Miller, and we're going to have an illegal screen set. Nathan Randolph tried to slide out. He ended up slipping, falling on the floor, commits the foul, and Ravens are going to lose the possession. 2:40 to go in the third. Valley Falls with that four-point lead will weave their way back up. Dumps it out on top of Cervantes. Swings it over to the wing to Gassmeyer. He'll cut in, go to the baseline left, Evans. But they want Gassmeyer, instead they're going to come out on top to Cervantes. Here's Brennan Miller. Valley Falls is going to slow it down and get a little more patient now, trying to get a good shot. Here's a shot from the top, straight away for three. Somehow went in. One of those miracle shots that hits the back of the rim and shoots straight up in the air about 4 feet and then falls through. Had this facility had a cable that comes down to the middle, it would have struck it, but it does not. That's not how the goals roll up here. Here's a baseline shot. Randolph. Boom! Wow, what a shot! Nathan Randolph! It's 42-38. Ravens continue to battle temp with a minute 49 to go. The lob underneath, batted away by Harris, saved by Gantzmeyer. Valley will cut into the lane, skipping. The shot is up, no good, and we're going to have a Raven foul. Couple of free throws coming up here for Valley Falls, and it'll be Brennan Miller stepping to the line. Third foul tonight by Bennett Wilkes. Striding up here, one of two tonight is Brennan Miller. That one is way, way short. And the Ravens will bring Manasseh Miller back in. Brennan Miller is going to take a look at it, and he'll send up the second one. The senior got it to roll in. It took a little bit of time, but it went in. And that is his 16th point tonight, 43-38, Valley Falls. And we have a minute and a half to go. Third quarter. Class 2A sub-state basketball here at the Valley Falls site. The Valley Falls playing in front of a huge home crowd. A lot of Raven fans are here tonight, by the way. Here's Randolph. That's way too far. And the shot is going to be off the mark. Manasseh will try to save it. And as he throws it back in, it hits the back of the backboard. And it'll be Valley Falls basketball. Into the lineup for Valley Falls for the first time tonight is a great crowd favorite, the senior Spencer Dormaggi. So Dormaggi is going to come in and replace Zach Evans, which changes the dynamic for Valley Falls quite a bit, as Spencer is going to come in and take that five spot. That will force everybody to rotate a little bit. Cervantes will bring it in, and walking up court with it, with the Dragon offense, it's going to be Brennan Miller. He takes a look over at his coaching staff. He crosses at the center. Goes Dormaggi left wing. Praxner comes out on top. Give and go to Spencer. A couple of head fakes later. He'll go up and score it. Spencer Dormaggi, first point of the game. 45-38. 7-point lead. A biggest lead in a long, long time for Valley Falls. We're in the last minute now of the third. 16-foot jump shot for the Ravens is off the mark. And a rebound is going to be saved into the baseline. Another baseline shot, that's going to be an air ball from the left side. Back up with it will come Valley. Half a minute to go in the third. They lead it 45-38. A long shot here will give them a double-digit lead again. Ravens have done a great job battling with some tremendous adversity here tonight. Top side is going to be Miller, 11 seconds, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gantzmeyer top side with seven. Drives in with five. Has it knocked out of his hands. It's going to be picked up. Drive it down is Harris. Going to be knocked out of his hands and go out of bounds. It'll come into the Ravens with 0.4. So for MHMA, you've got to be in the air and shoot. Has it been the shot off the rim? And We're through three quarters. Going to the fourth quarter of the Valley Ball Substate. It's Dragons 45, Ravens 38.
Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
As we get ready to go to the fourth quarter, a handful of observations. First of all, for Mar Hillman Academy, they cannot obviously afford another 5-point quarter. That's what they scored in that third quarter. 5 points on a 2 and a 3 by Nathan Randolph. No other Raven put a point on the board in the third. Valley Falls was able to score 10. What has happened, though, is the scoring pace has subsided considerably when Valley Falls had 26 in the opening quarter. And with that kind of a number, we're on a 104-point pace. They're not going to get to 104 tonight. Just going to give you that. It is Valley Falls basketball. It's going to be stolen away from Craxner. Outlet. Here comes Manasseh. In and up and lays it home. Manasseh middle with 11. Ravens continuing to battle at 45-40 with 7:40 to go. Topside with it is going to be Brennan Miller. He will cut down the lane. Dish it across right through the hands of Doramachi. And Doramachi thought Miller was going to go up and lay it up and in. Instead, he took the dish. Ravens back up four with it. Mar Hillman Academy has the ball down 5. Nathan Randolph drives in and misses an uncontested layup. Here comes Valley Falls back the other way, and their layup will not miss. Brennan Miller. 47-40. And 7:10 to play. Miller will go back up with it on the top side. Start to the left, spin into the lane. That was a beautiful move, and he'll score it. It hung for a moment, but it was going to fall in. Harris gets his 5th point of the game, and he hasn't scored since the opening quarter until that shot. 47-42, and the Ravens again back to within 5. 6:50 to go. Shot for the baseline right. Running shot is going to be up and good. And you're seeing Brennan Miller coming to play. He's at 20 points. We got a Valley Falls timeout. Taking a break, 6:47 to go in the game. Valley 49, Ravens 42.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts. 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Happy to have you with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas. It is Class 2A. Boys basketball tonight, and the Ravens are going to turn it over on the upcourt play. They're kicked over to the right side, and the freshman steps on the sideline, and MHMA with another turnover. Here comes the Dragon offense. Miller will swing it over to the left side to Evans. End of the game again is going to be Carson Clark. Now the feet underneath from the driving lane. It's going to be up and good. Zach Evans has 10. 49 is now 51-42. Ravens down 9. Second half, MHMA having trouble finding the rim. Here's Manasseh, commits an offensive foul as he pushes in, I think. Chris is coming over from the near side and making the call. Manasseh Miller will have his second foul tonight. And as important as that is, maybe more important is the fact that Valley Falls is going to have the basketball back in play. Leading it by 9 with 6 minutes left. Here they come with it. Dragons bring it off on top. A long shot, 3, and it's up and good. Valley Falls has found the range. They've got the momentum back. Brennan Miller has 23. Ravens taking a timeout, and we shall also. Joseph, a break in the action. 5:52 to go. It's Valley Falls 54, Morehead Mount Academy 42.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
.52 to go in the ball game, and the Ravens have very little margin for error right now. They're going to have Manasseh Miller out of the court. They've got Lance Taylor back in there. Nathan Randolph is in. He's shown perimeter shooting ability. We also see Carson Van Dyke, and putting the ball in play is Mark Harris. Scoring has been a problem for the Ravens. They've only got 38 so far. Pass comes out on top to Randolph. He'll go to the top of the key to Harris. Starts to drive in. Dumps underneath to Manasseh. Three defenders on him. He goes up, thrown to the floor. Valley Falls foul. Miller will come to the free throw line. Let's see against whom this foul is going to be whistled. It's going to be on Dylan Cervantes. No, it's going to be on Carson Clark. Carson picking up his first team foul four. And Manasseh Miller with 11 points has a couple of free throws here. First one, no. Manasseh is now 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Doing your quick math. Maybe he's in the ACT lately or something. 40%. Second free throw's up. He will get that one. And that gets him to 50%. 54-43. 5.5 to go in the game. That's a lot of time yet, but Ravens have a lot to make up, and this is a shot from the back, and it's going to be blocked away by Manasseh Miller. And he's going to commit a foul. So Manasseh will pick up, a moment ago, his second, and now his third foul this evening. And back at the free throw line comes Valley Falls' Brennan Miller. Shot? No. But again, Brennan Miller, what a game. 23 points now. There are three Valley Falls players in double-digit scoring. Coach Kunicki is going to take Randolph out of the game. Second free throw is going to be good. It's now 55-43. And for the second time, up a dozen, the largest lead of the game for Valley Falls. Lanson in trouble, needing some help. Finally gets it away to Harris. Back it'll come. Lanson Taylor, left side of the lane. Comes back out on top of the look-away pass to Manasseh. He will accelerate, goes left, shoots it off the window, and it's not close. We got a foul, and it's a technical, and it's on Manasseh because when he missed that shot, I thought I could almost hear it up here. The official's coming over to Coach Kunicki, and he is going to explain to him what the problem is. And Valley Falls will be coming to the free throw line. 5:09 to go in the game. Fourth foul now that he is for Manasseh Miller. The free throw fails for Cervantes. So Dylan still has a dozen points. This one is good. Giving 13. And it's 56-43. Valley now leading it by 13. They'll have the ball back in. And we've got just over 5 minutes to play. Walking the ball into the forecourt. Valley Falls takes it, goes baseline shot, thrown out of his hand and knocked out of bounds by Mark Harris. Driving across at the baseline, Evans went up with a shot, and Harris just swept it away and knocked it out of bounds. Coming back in again at their offensive end for the Dragons, and it'll be Gatzmeier to inbound it. He'll come way out on top to Dylan. Hands it back over to Brennan Miller, who backs away, both feet in the center circle. Now swings it over to the right side. 4:50 left in the game. Cervantes, top side, it goes to Miller. Back over to Dylan. He'll square up for three. It won't drop. Manasseh Miller pulling down the rebound. Here comes MHMA. Right side, Van Dyke's three. And a long rebound straight into the arms of Avery Gatzmeyer. 4.5 to go. Valley Falls with the lead. The basketball and up 13. Trying to keep their perfect season intact. They are 21-0 coming into the game tonight. The ball knocked away for a moment. Miller will pick it up. Feeds down low. The layup is going to be up and good. Zach Evans has it, does it. And now Valley beginning to put a little space between themselves and the Ravens at 58-43. And a shot on the other end is going to be rejected out of bounds. You can hear the roar of the delight of the crowd here. And now Van Dyke, is he going to get teed up? Oh, yeah. Carson Van Dyke, the official. It was almost comical. Carson Van Dyke yelling, and there's another one. Now coach is going to go and pull him back off, and I think that's going to be two and an ejection. The comical part of it was, is the official, as Carson was giving him in no uncertain terms his opinion on what had just transpired, the official couldn't find his whistle. He was looking around and fishing for it, finally kind of digs it out of his shirt, gets it to his mouth, and finally was able to make the call. Durant is at the free throw line, first free throw, and the technical shots is going to be good. Second free throw will roll good. I thought there were two technicals called because young Carson did not quit talking to the official after the first one, and he's over on the bench, and he's still not done sharing his opinion. All right. With a 60-43 lead, Valley Falls has the basketball. We're down to 3:50 to go. Skip pass over to the right side. The hook pass underneath. Cervantes goes up and scores. Dylan Cervantes. And here's the thing. Manasseh Miller fumbled before. I thought he might be going to get a charging call, but right now the Ravens are probably not going to get many calls. A couple of technicals into the ball game. 3.5 to go in the evening, and we're going to get a timeout. Coach Kunicki. Very animated timeout being taken by the coach, and we're going to take another break. Timeout, 3.5 to go. It is Dragons 62, Ravens 43.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Minutes to go in the ball game, and Cornhill Mount Academy finds themselves in a little trouble now, trading at 62-43. Ball is going to be put in play by MHMA between into their bench and the scorer's table. And here we go. Ravens are going to be putting it in, and it'll be lobbed into the backcourt. Manasseh Miller will take it down the right side. Launch a three. Bounced around four times, and it went in. Manasseh Miller hits the bucket. And it's now 62-46. Back up with it will come the Valley Falls. Valley will bring it up. Work down the right side. Looking down underneath. Little hook shot underneath the rim. It's going to be up. It's no good. Followed up and no good. Rebound to go down. Here come the Ravens. MHMA taking it down the right side. The shot missed. Pago for three. And the rebound coming back the other way. Here comes Valley Falls. And they're going to walk it up the floor this time. 2:40 to go in the game. Looking in the middle. By the way, the Dragons with the starting five out there. Here's a layup that's going to be up and good for Zach Evans. falling away. 3-point shot for the Ravens. Coming up a little bit short for Manasseh Miller. 64-46. .210 left in the game. Here's a lob down low for Gatzmeyer. It's out of his reach and going to be stolen away. Here comes Manasseh Miller. He'll drive right, go left, reverse layup. Nicely done, Manasseh Miller. 2 minutes to play, 64-48. And still, the Dragons have the starting five in the game, leading by 16 with a minute 40 to go. Gatzmeyer will have it knocked out of his hands, and the foul is going to be whistled on Mark Harris. So I got Mark now for three fouls. Harris will pick up his third personal foul, and coming to the free throw line for Valley Falls, you'll see Avery Gatzmeyer. Avery, you know what? Remarkable, as good a player as he is, 5 in the opening quarter, hasn't scored since until that free throw. Gatzmeyer did not score in the second quarter, in the third quarter, and will score now with a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. And now Valley Falls, who did have Carson Clark in the game, will now put their starting five completely back in as Trenton Craxner comes in. The free throw is up and no good, and the rebound is saved down by the Ravens. It is 65-48. Here's a three. Good! By Nathan Randolph. 65-51. Minute 20 to go in the game. Valley will bring it up the floor. Dancing around a little bit topside. Skip pass down low. It's going to be batted away. It's going to be out of bounds. And the official is going to say it's Valley Falls basketball with a minute 13 left. Dragons in the home whites here at home. Ravens in the traveling blacks on the road. The lob will come in, and Craxton will have it up on the top side. The cut to the right, this ball's going to be stripped away, and they're going to call Valley for the double dribble. Here comes the Ravens. They'll be putting it in play for the backcourt with a minute 9 to play. Lanson Taylor will pick it up at midcourt, and the clock will commence. Lanson around the right side. Behind him it goes. Harris in, up, missed it. Rebound. Pulled down by Cervantes. In the last minute of the game now. Walking it up the floor. Over to the left side it'll go. Looking in. No room there. Comes back over to the left edge. And you right now got Valley Falls running full side-to-side motion. Knocked away in the backcourt by Randolph. And now you're going to get Harris reaching in. Let's pick up a fourth foul. 36 seconds to play. And at the free throw line for Valley Falls, it'll be Avery Gatzmeyer. Half a dozen points tonight for Avery. Free throw rolls around and in. And the Ravens will make the substitution, which is basically the last three guys on the bench. And now Valley Falls will go to the bench with 36 seconds to go. Leading at 66-51. Second free throw is good. And there will be the final substitution coming in for Valley Falls. So the starters have come out with 36 seconds left. Here comes MHMA. Randolph up the floor, dishes over to the left side, Brody, back out on top, it'll come to Luke, back it comes again to Nathan, he's in some trouble, behind him it comes, Siebert will handle it, 19 seconds left, Siebert to Randolph, three off the rim, rebounded down, Luke goes cross court, and Randolph couldn't get a handle on it, 9 seconds, 8, Valley Falls going to walk it up, will they take the shot, they will not, final score tonight, Valley Falls. 67 MHMA, 51. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction supports local schools and wishes our area teams the best at sub-state basketball. Covenant Real Estate and Auction specializes in live, internet-only, and live webcast auctions. Contact them at 785-573-SOLD.
Good to have you back with us as Valley Falls led pretty much the entire game, and yet Morehill Mount Academy badly shorthanded tonight due to injury and illness. They battled hard. They were within 2 points at halftime, but just ran out of gas and ran out of manpower. And Valley Falls continues its perfect season. They go to 22-0 with a 67-51 win. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for the Ravens, what a nice job by Nathan Randolph. He came in off the bench, scored 17, and led his team in scoring. And Austin Miller had 16. Following them, it was at 5 points apiece where Lanson Taylor and Mark Harris, three tonight for Luke Siebert, and two apiece for both Carson Van Dyke and Bennett Wilkes. For Valley Falls, your Bank of Atchison player of the game with 24 points tonight. Nice night for Brennan Miller. 17 for Dylan Cervantes. Double figures also for Zach Evans with 14. It was 7-9 for Avery Gassmeyer. Trent Kraxner with 2. And don't forget, you had Spencer Doramanji putting in 2 points tonight off the bench. Valley Falls with 2 points from the bench this evening. Tomorrow night on CAN Radio, well, here we go. It's championship at the Valley Falls Sub-State Class 2A. The first game of the night, it is a 5:30 tip-off, okay? So keep that in mind. We'll be here and bringing it all to you live. It's in the ladies' game. It'll be Jackson Heights and Jefferson County North. And then at about 7 o'clock, it is the guys' championship. ACCHS and Valley Falls. The winners of those two games on to Bramlage and the state tournament. Certainly want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Again, Valley Falls gets by Morehill Mount Academy in game two, 67-51. Till we greet you tomorrow night, I want to thank you all for having joined us. For Joseph, back at the CAN Radio Sports Studio from the Valley Falls Gymnasium, Tom Kautzink. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CAN Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.